But today we're reading from the 10th canto, chapter 47, text 60 through 63. And we're going to chant text 60 together.
Nayanam Shriyo Nanganu Nutantarate Prasada. Nayam Shriyo Nanga Unam Unitantarate Prasada.
Nayam Shriyo Nanga Unitantarate Prasada.
Svaryo Shitam Nalina Gandarucham Kutonya. Svaryo shitam nalina gandarucham kutonya.
Svaryo shitam nalina gandarucham kutonya.
Rasotsavesha buja danda grihita kanta.
Rasotsavesha buja danda grihita kanta.
Rahotsya Rahot Savesha Buja Danda Grahita Kanta.
Rahot Savesha Buja Danda Grahita Kanta.
Labda Shisham Ya Udagada Vraja Vabalinam.
Labda Shisham Ya Udagada Vraja Vabalinam.
Labda shisham ya udagada vraja valabinam. Nayam shriyonka unitantarate prasada. Svaryo shitam nalina gandarucham kutonyam.
Svaryo shitam nalina gandarucham kutonyam.
Rasot savesha buja danda grihita kanta.
Rasot savesha buja danda grihita kanta.
Labda shisham yat udagada vraja valabinam. Please chant.
Nayam Shriyonga Nutanta Rute Prasada.
Nayam Shriyonga Nutanta Rute Prasada.
Svaryo Shitam Nutanta Rucham Kutonya.
Svaryo Shitam Nutanta Rucham Kutonya.
Rasot Savesha Pujatanta Rihita Kanta.
Rasot Savesha
Thank you.
Word for word,
not.
I am.
This.
Shriya,
the goddess of fortune.
Ange,
on the chest.
Ooh,
alas.
Nitantarate,
who is very intimately related.
Prasada,
the favor.
Swa,
of the heavenly planets.
Yoshitam,
of women.
Nalina,
of the lotus flower.
Ganda,
having the aroma.
Rucham,
and the bodily luster.
Kuta,
much less.
Anya,
others.
Rasa Utsave,
in the festival of the Rasa dance.
Asya,
of Lord Krishna.
Bhujadanda,
by the arms.
Grihita,
embraced.
Kanta,
their necks.
Labda Ashisham,
who achieves such a blessing.
Ya,
which
Udagat
became manifest.
Vrajavalabhinam,
of the beautiful gopis,
the transcendental girls of Vrajabhumi.
Translation purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Leela, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or other consorts in the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a thing even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planet, whose bodily luster and aroma resemble the lotus flower. And what to speak of worldly women, who are very beautiful according to material estimation. A nice verse, so please repeat. When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis,
in the Rasa dance,
the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or other consorts in the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a thing even imagined. By the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, whose bodily luster and aroma resemble the lotus flower. And what to speak of worldly women, who are very beautiful according to material estimation. Purport. The word meanings and translation for this verse are taken from Srila Prabhupada's English rendering of Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 8, text 80. Srila Vishnubhat Chakravarti Thakur comments as follows. Lord Krishna, the best of all avatars, exists on the highest platform of purity and morality, and thus he always remained praiseworthy by all, even while accepting worldly criticism for his cow tending, wandering in the forest, taking meals with young monkeys, stealing yogurt, seducing other men's wives, and so on. Similarly, the gopis, who constituted the Lord's pleasure potency, achieved the highest standard of purity and auspiciousness, even in comparison to the goddess of fortune. And thus the gopis are supremely glorious, even though they were criticized by worldly people, because they were mere cowherd women living in the forest and behaving in an apparently improper way. Text 61. Keshapru, could you maybe read that? The translation and purport. The gopis of Vrindavan have given up the association of their husbands, sons, and other family members, who are very difficult to give up. And they have forsaken the path of chastity to take shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, Krishna, which one would search for by Vedic knowledge. Oh, let me be fortunate enough to be one of the bushes, creepers, or herbs in Vrindavan, because the gopis trample on them and bless them with the dust of their lotus feet. Purport. The word meanings and translation for this verse are taken from Srila Prabhupada's English rendering of Chaitanya Charitamrita Anchalila, chapter 7, text 47. Sri Uddhava here shows the perfect Vaishnava attitude of humility. He does not pray to be equal to the gopis in their exalted stage of love, but rather to take birth as a bush or creeper in Vrindavan, so that when they walk upon him, he will get the dust of their feet and thus be blessed. The shy gopis would never agree to give such blessings to a great personality like Uddhava. Therefore, he cleverly sought to get such mercy by taking birth as a plant in Vrindavan. Text 62. Translation. The goddess of fortune herself, along with Brahma and all the other demigods who are masters of yogic perfection, can worship the lotus feet of Krishna only within her mind. But during the rasa dance, Lord Krishna placed his feet upon these gopis' breasts, and by thus embracing those feet, the gopis gave up all distress. In text 63. I repeatedly offer my respects to the dust from the feet of the women of Nanda Maharaj's cowherd village. When these gopis loudly chant the glories of Sri Krishna, the vibration purifies the three worlds. Purport. Sri Uddhava, having established the glories of the gopis in the previous verses, now directly offers his obeisances to them. According to Sri Vaishnav Toshini, Sri Uddhava did not offer such respect even to Lord Krishna's queens in Dwarka. Om Agana Tamaranda Shaganajana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapanantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamala Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Sha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakamitam Sha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwere Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haretye Vanchakopa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Bhavane Vyo Vaishnava Namo Namah Yashi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sarigaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So these verses here, spoken by Uddhava, are very special. And they're expressing his realizations and his mood after having had the opportunity to deliver the message of Lord Krishna to the gopis and Krishna's parents, and well as the residents of Vrindavan, and then to further associate with them and begin to understand and respect their mood, their highly elevated states of devotion. The gopis, they're on the topmost platform of love of Krishna. It's known as Mahabhava. And they give evidence to Uddhava of their exalted state of consciousness, because even now that Krishna has disappeared from them, he has left Vrindavan, they cannot stop remembering him even for a moment. So deeply are they absorbed in those thoughts that they actually become deranged, mad, in remembrance of him. They become so absorbed they can't any longer control their actions of their mind and senses. And they're also very blessed, because here in text 60 it is mentioned that the gopis had the great fortune, not achieved even by the goddess of fortune, to be embraced around their necks by Lord Krishna in the rasa dance. So this favor was not achieved by such exalted persons, that the goddess of fortune always resides on Lord Krishna's chest. And we have to also remember in this regard the activities and mood of such great personalities as Sita Devi, the wife of Lord Ramachandra. She is known as the most chaste woman. She was so chaste that after Ram was banished to the forest, she voluntarily accepted such austerities and went with him and accepted a very austere life for 13 years. And then when she was kidnapped by this demon Ravana, she was held far away against her will,
far from Ram, her husband. And yet she never agreed to any of Ravana's desires and proposals. She remained chaste and faithful through that whole ordeal. And to prove that chastity, she had to endure the trial by fire. She had to enter into the fire to prove that she was only chaste to Ram. And never for once, in not even a moment, did she consider giving him up. And again, after she returned to Ayodhya, she again was challenged and tested, and she had to actually go into exile from Ayodhya by herself this time to preserve the reputation of her good husband and the noble line of the Surya Vamsa. So she is epitomized as the height of chastity. But she could not achieve this favor that the gopis had achieved. So this is actually difficult to understand. At least for myself it is, because we would assume that such a chaste woman as Mother Sita would achieve all opportunities, all benedictions for the most intimate association and benedictions of the Supreme Lord. But she could not achieve the benefits, the activities, the relationship that was exhibited in the Rasa dance. And here, this person who is speaking, who is this? This is Uddhava. Uddhava is a very special person in Krishna Lila. Uddhava is described in the 11th canto by Lord Krishna himself. He says, among those entitled to the name Bhagavan, I am Vasudev, and indeed you, Uddhava, represent me among the devotees. In other words, Uddhava is among the most intimate devotees of Lord Krishna. And Sukadev Goswami also speaks of Uddhava, describing Uddhava, Sri Uddhava, as the best among devotees. And Krishna further states in the third canto that Uddhava is not inferior to me in any way, because he is never afflicted by the modes of material nature. But what do we find here? Such a great devotee that is equal to Krishna. He is exalted as the best among devotees by Lord Krishna. And he is approaching and he's praying, not even to become the gopis, but rather to achieve their blessings, their mercy, by gaining the dust of their lotus feet. And he has also understood them very well, that they would never award him such a thing, considering his great and exalted position. They are very humble. And so he prays to become grass, blade of grass, so that somehow he may catch that dust as they move around in Vrindavan. So he is expressing a very nice, very pleasing form of humility, that he wants to achieve that dust, but in a very simple and humble way, by just becoming the grass. Grass is always very humble because it must bend to whatever pressure, whatever person or force comes upon it. It cannot withstand anything. It has to just bend and capture the dust only. So this is the nature that Uddhava hopes to obtain, attaining in great humility. He has realized that the great position of the gopis is something rarely to be achieved. In fact, we read in one of these purports that
He never prayed for such a benediction even from Lord Krishna's queens in Dwarka, who he had the opportunity to see and associate with. So he is recognized by Lord Krishna's grace the super excellent position of the gopis. And he has become very respectful and humble, hoping to gain their blessings and their in their unequaled state of love. So Uddhava is inspiring us how we can also seek blessings to advance in Krishna consciousness. This is an important instruction. At the same time, it's a prayer, but it's an important instruction. And it is a sort of a hidden secret in devotional service, that there is something very powerful available to devotees who seek it. That is described here as Charana Renu, or Padaraj, the dust of the lotus feet of devotee. This dust of the lotus feet of devotee is very special, and in fact, Jad Bharat, he himself prays and explains to Maharaj Raghunath that this dust is so powerful and so important that he expresses to King Raghunath, "My dear King Raghunath, unless one has the opportunity to smear his entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees, one cannot realize the absolute truth." From the fifth canto, chapter 12, text 12. He says, one cannot realize the absolute truth simply by observing celibacy, brahmacharya, strictly following the rules and regulations of household or life, leaving home as a vanaprastha or accepting sannyas, or undergoing severe penances in the winter by keeping oneself submerged in water or surrounding oneself by fire or the scorching heat of the sun. There are many other processes to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth, but the Absolute Truth is only revealed to one who has attained the mercy of a great devotee. So Uddhava understood this conclusion, and he is expressing the natural desire based on this conclusion. So Srila Prabhupada further explains that by the grace of such a devotee, one can understand the absolute truth, Krishna, and one's relationship with him. A materialistic person sometimes thinks that simply by executing pious activities and remaining at home, one can understand the absolute truth. But that is denied in this verse. One has only to serve the pure devotee, and that will help one understand the absolute truth without fail. So this is further defined as Jad Bharat says, continues to speak with Maharaj Raghuguna, and Prabhupada further explains in the next verse purport that in the previous verse it is stated Vina Mahatpada Raju Bhiksham. One cannot attain perfection without smearing the dust of the lotus feet of an exalted devotee on his head. If one always follows the orders of the spiritual master, there's no question of falling down. And if the spiritual master is considered an ordinary man, the disciple surely loses his chance to advance further. So this special opportunity or special benediction is also recognized in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by another devotee named Kalidas. Kalidas was known widely by the devotees in his area. And he used to arrange every day to somehow gain the prasad, the mercy of the different devotees, whether they're higher or lower. And one example of this is that he once approached a very exalted Brahmin, Jadu Thakur. And of course he wanted his mercy, and the mercy comes in three potent ways. Does anyone know what those ways are? What's that? Yes, the prasadam remnants of the devotee. Yes, Mother Gautam. Water that has washed their feet, and the dust of their lotus feet. Yes. And so he offered first-class mangoes to Jadu Thakur, who then took them and offered them to his deity, and he and his wife partake of those wonderful prasad of the Lord. And then threw the remnants, the pits and the skins, in the garbage pile outside. And then when no one was observing, Kalidas went and retrieved those remnants and then relished them. And because of such wonderful and humble activities, Lord Chaitanya honored him and blessed him, that he allowed him to three times drink the water that had washed his lotus feet. He did not allow other devotees to do so, but he allowed Kalidas to do this. So such wonderful things as the dust of the lotus feet awards all great benedictions upon the devotee. And this was a realization, obviously, that Uddhava had. So this is very instructive, very beneficial for us to try and take advantage of. But in reading this, I also had to understand that I couldn't understand these activities of Lord Krishna and the gopis. How such persons as Sita Thakurani, Sita, Mother Sita, could not achieve this mercy that in the position of the gopis. So how can I enter into and understand such wonderful devotion that they have, this Mahabhava? So we are very fortunate that we have some help in this regard. Because Narottam Das Thakur has prayed that he also is hoping to understand the activities of Radha and Krishna, which are very difficult to understand. He said, how will it be possible? How is it possible to understand all these things? So he says, first one has to be very attentive to the activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has to worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has to take up the mission of Lord Chaitanya, which is to deliver the fallen souls. So by doing that, then it becomes possible to understand the activities of Radha and Krishna. In his Lala Samayi, he prays in different ways for this mercy, for this ability to understand the activities of Lord Krishna and the gopis. And he says, he prays to Lord Nityananda, when will that day come when Lord Nityananda's mercy will be bestowed upon me? When will my desire for material enjoyment be insignificant and non-important? When will my mind be completely purified, uncontaminated from material contamination, and at that time it will be possible for me to see what Vrindavan is? And he also said that anyone who takes pleasure in sporting within the waves of the ocean of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's distribution of love of God immediately becomes a confidential devotee of Radha, Sri Sri Radha and Madhava. It doesn't matter whether such a devotee is in the renounced order of life or whether he is a householder. If he is actually taking part in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan activities and actually understanding what it is, then such a person is always liberated. So, this is the realization, of course, of Narottam Das Thakur, who is a great devotee and a great teacher and instructor of Krishna consciousness. He describes how Lord Chaitanya's activities and pastimes are very pleasing, because this is the basic principle of Lord Chaitanya's movement. What are those activities we perform that are so pleasing? Chanting, dancing, and honoring Krishna Prasadam. Very pleasing. So who would not want to take these up, because they're very wonderful and pleasing to the heart. So these are some of my thoughts on these verses. I'm sure there's much more to be discussed, because they're very deep and exalted statements by Uddhava. And he is trying to understand and appreciate and worship these exalted states of the gopis, which all of our acharyas and teachers have also followed in that same line. So if anyone has any comment or addition, want to instruct us, please. Mother Lakshmimoni?
Sometimes it seemed in the things you read that following the instruction and the dust of the lotus feet were synonymous. Like you'd say, accepting the dust of the lotus feet, and then so one follows the instruction. But sometimes it seemed like you were literally talking about getting the dust of the feet, or the, you know. So I'd like to understand the connection between those two things. If I go out by the shoe shelf and take the dust of all the devotees on my head, is that good enough? Can I just go about my material life and do that? Or what's the connection between those two things?
Well, I know you're asking this question that you already know the answer to, but I will try and repeat something. Of course, the mercy of the devotee comes in the most important form of his instructions. How to get out of this material world, how to understand our position, how to worship Lord Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada has explained in this fifth canto, the instructions of Jad Bharat, he has equated the two, the instructions of the spiritual master with the dust of his lotus feet. And indeed they are similar, identical. But at the same time, from the other places, we can understand that sometimes devotees, even without carefully following all the rules and regulations, advance, because somehow they have gotten the mercy of the Lord and his devotees. So this is one of the great mystical parts of devotional service. Both things are true simultaneously. And not that the dust is simply a symbolic form, and that we go and hear only. But actually taking the dust, and this is what Uddhava is praying to receive, the dust of the gopis' lotus feet, is an actual thing, a real activity, and the activities of Kalidas certainly exemplified
one of those activities of taking the special mercy of the devotee, and how Lord Chaitanya was very pleased by that. So it is simultaneously both, as far as I understand. Mother Agatmika, you want to add something? Oh.
Said that Kalidas did not consider, he would go for the remnants of prasad that devotees would eat, not considering higher or lower.
Yes.
So by this we understand there is no difference in quality of that remnant?
I think that would be projecting something to say there is no difference in the quality. Obviously, we know from other places in the scripture that the dust of the lotus feet of a Mahabhagavat is exceptional. And here Uddhava is seeking to get that such quality of dust on his lotus head. But at the same time, Kalidas is indicating his humility and considering all devotees have something, some mercy to offer. Not that some are to be avoided as if they have nothing, no connection with Krishna. So he was worshipping the devotee and their devotion to Lord Chaitanya and to Lord Krishna. And certainly that was a great humility on his part and a great level of realization. Because we know from the story of Dhruva Maharaj that he went to the forest with a great desire, material desire, to get a kingdom greater than his father, even his grandfather. And it is stated later on in the purport that his stepmother had committed an offense, and that the Lord considered that at a later date when he had achieved perfection. So a devotee, there's a whole flowing stage, and one who has a proper vision can see that it is just some time before the newer neophyte devotees achieve that higher position and become most dear to the Lord. At least that's my understanding.
We can see also the example of humility in Yudhisthira Maharaj, who could not find anybody more advanced than himself.
Yes, definitely. Jaisa Prabhu, did you have something? I couldn't see. You have some thoughts or realization to share? No? Are you raising your hand? Yes, go ahead.
Also Kalidas, you know, he perhaps he's on the Uttama Vaishnava platform and not making discrimination like the Madhyama, so it's an indication of his level of advancement. Maybe that's one explanation. The question I have is, I'm wondering if you or anybody knows who Uddhava is in Gaurlila?
I am not so familiar. I can't state that. Perhaps that will be a question to be answered in the next class or two when you get by some research. There are a few persons like Jataratna who are very well researched in that area. All right, maybe we can end here. Jai, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Sri Uddhava and the Maha Bhava devotees of the Lord, Gopis.